As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
The biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I've got two rock stars for you right now, Chapin Herman and John Scheer. They are the co-founders of Herman Scheer. Wonder where you got your name from. I love it.
Actually, there's a funny story to the name. His grandfather was named Herman Scheer.
No way.
Yeah.
So when we figured out we wanted to do this, it just made sense.
Oh, that is so fun. Yeah, yeah. It was meant to be. I love it. Yeah. Okay, well, tell us, what is Herman Scheer?
Herman Scheer is a branding agency, and it is composed of the Herman and the Scheer, and a really strong-suited team back in Santa Monica.
Yeah, awesome. And you guys have a great story because you started this when you were in college, which is not the typical route. I mean, I get a little bit of everything that comes into the Business Rockstar Studio, but most people work for other companies first. So tell me a little bit about your journey from college to having the company you have today.
Sure. So John and I went to school together, and University of Arizona, in our senior year, I was experimenting with different practices of photography and finding out how to do commercial work. And he was studying some graphic design, some visual design. And he hit me up at a certain point to do like a student art project. And it just turned out really, really well. We got a great response from the students, from the university, from the city. And we just knew that we had some chemistry and a sort of a similar skill set. And that's where it started.
Yeah, and we also thought the same stuff was cool. So, like, in an effort, in all of our projects, we're like, oh, that's going to be cool. And we started realizing that we liked the
same
things.
Similar taste.
Yeah, very similar taste.
And Chapin just kind of grew up much more entrepreneurial than I was. And because of his photography skills, we started taking photos of all the sorority girls for their senior pictures. And we called it, it was our first brand, actually.
Yeah.
We called it BFF Grad Pics.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And so Chapin would take the photos, and I would help, you know, hold the diffuser and
make
jokes and stuff like that. And it was great. We made pretty good money, and we actually went back the year after to do it again, and it was a blast.
So you got your first taste of entrepreneurship when you were in college.
That's
and
exactly
you're like,
right,
you know, yeah. Let's just skip the working for another business and just start our own.
I
still have the Facebook message that Chapin sent me in August of 2010 saying, John, I'm from Cleveland. He's from Santa Monica. He said, John, you don't want to live in Cleveland. You don't want to work for the man. Come stay on my couch for a month and we'll see what happens.
Oh,
and
I love that.
And so that's about 7 years ago now.
And it worked out. Look at you guys now.
Yeah.
Started from the bottom, now you're here. Business rock stars.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so you obviously did some things right. What are a few of those things that you believe that you did right to allow you to be successful 7 years later?
You know, there's things we did right.
I have some ideas.
Go for it.
We didn't say no. So when we were first starting out, we didn't have a super specialized offering, like we only do this or that. We started out doing these high-end property showcase videos for hospitality, real estate, hotels, vacation rental homes. And people would say, hey, can you come shoot our hotel? Can you come shoot our vacation rental home? We would say, yeah, of course. And then one of our clients asked if we could build a website. And without hesitation, we said, of course we can build your website. So we had a lot of late nights figuring out how to build a website.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but ultimately figured it out. And I think just keeping that mindset, like, you know, if you have time and you feel comfortable, say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. that's a good way of measuring it. Obviously, you want to become known for something. A lot of businesses I've interviewed, they started with a niche. They became known for something. But it sounds like you quickly became known for media and production and just within that realm, anything that you could handle, you would take on. Is that correct?
Yeah. We were just omnivorous. Any type of project, any type of client, any service. And it exposed us to such a wide range of things and just got really familiar with everything from photo to video to website design, graphic design, branding, you know, just kind of the whole spectrum.
So. Yeah, learning it all in your area or in your industry makes you more well-rounded, I think.
Sure.
Let's go back to how you started your business right out of college. What were some of the pros and cons to doing that? Because some of our entrepreneurs watching and listening might be debating whether or not to do that, to work for another company or just start their own. Yeah. So what's your take on that?
Yeah, there's a definitely both sides to it, right? Definitely the pros and cons, because for us, if we had gone the route of working with an agency or a company for a year or so, we would have become much more familiar with some practices that are probably caused issues for us that we could have avoided. But I think the pro was really that we were able to really make the entire process our own. So as opposed to learning bad habits or finding old techniques, we've always adopted the newest software. We're always kind of like figuring out how it works best for us and not really finding, there's no science to it, right? There's no like equation to like, this is how to do it. It really got us to work for the people in the team and your types of clients. So
what are those things that you had to learn more slowly because you didn't learn it from another company?
You know, I can remember we were on a shoot once at a vacation rental home and our client taught us how to set up our terms. You remember? And for payment, he's like, never do 50-50 because the client could walk away. They could delay. So he taught us to split it up into three different segments where you get half up front and 30% on a particular deliverable and then 20% at the end so that you're not as liable for being on the hook for 50% of the total cost of the project. And I think, you know, it was nice because we didn't know what we didn't know. So while we were 20 years old, just doing this stuff, you know, having fun doing it, we didn't know that we were could have been doing it better. So I think that was, in retrospect, a good thing. And also, I feel like we've never been shy to ask for help. And I think if we would have spent 2 years at 72 or Sunny and kind of flexed that, people would have been less hesitant to help us than just two naive kids being like, you know,
these guys need help. Yeah. Right. Let's give it to them.
You know what I mean? And so that was fun. I mean, and we still ask for help today. I don't think either of our egos have stopped us from just knowing what we don't know.
Yeah, I think that's one thing. As entrepreneurs, you have to be lifelong learners because there is so much to learn in our world and technology and especially the digital space changing every day. Yeah. So I know for a while there, you guys really specialized and still do, but have expanded since in websites. So what goes into an awesome website? Because that's one thing that all of our entrepreneurs watching and listening need.
Sure. I think besides just, you know, objectively good design, which is hard to define for because people have different opinions on what makes something good, but I think knowing what your messaging is and kind of what the personality you want to give off. I mean, even SaaS websites, you're dealing with people in, no matter what you're doing. So if you can evoke some personality of the business, of the product, of the service into your messaging and your imagery or your illustrations on the website, it makes for a good website.
Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think more and more it's becoming more and more important for a web experience to really be a visceral experience, right? I think previously in what people have become used to are sort of monotonous scrolls through different pages, and there's no real sense of movement or animation or theatrics. It's really kind of static. And I think you can think of a website in the same way you can think of a music video or a movie or anything that really has a dance to it, you know, and I think that's really been important for us. It's never just a flat design, right? There's got to be movement. There's got to be things that happen, interactivity. So that's been really important for us.
With intention, You know, so
absolutely.
Like you know, if you relate it to a music video, you want to kind of go with the user's flow. And as you go to the homepage, something grabs your attention, keeps you there. Then you want them to focus. Then as they scroll down, it gets more exciting. You just obviously for any website, e-commerce or not, you want people to spend as much time there as possible.
Yeah, and our average attention span has become shorter and shorter and shorter.
Right.
So to your point, all the more important to make it entertaining
right.
or inspirational or whatever you're going for to mm-hmm. keep them there. And then I like what you said, taking it a step further, you want to have some kind of intention or call to action. I think that that is something that businesses miss out on a lot. What are you wanting them to do when they come to your website? Mm-hmm. Is that something you factor in when you're helping build a website?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, defining the goal is usually the first thing, right? Before we move into wireframes or design, we talk about what is a successful visit, right? What is a conversion point? And identifying that as like the part of the research and discovery phase of the process.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk about just the whole branding process from start to finish. It's a good thing we got a lot of time because I have a feeling you have a lot to say. So we will be right back. We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
Business Rockstars.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Freedom doesn't start in the White
House. I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
The biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars, and we are continuing the conversation with the co-founders of Herman Scheer. So you guys are branding experts. Take me on the journey of coming up with the branding message and really what you guys do for your clients. What's that first step?
Sure. So I think branding comes into the question two different points. One is a startup, who I'm sure a lot of the watchers are involved in, or a business that's been around and it's at an inflection point and it needs to reposition itself because they've got a new product or service coming out, or they're not connecting with who they thought their target market was anymore. And I think the process changes from each to each a little bit, but for the most part, it typically starts with obviously talking to the stakeholders, who is running this, who are making the decisions here, and provoking them and getting an idea of what they're trying to accomplish and who they think their target consumer is.
So it's working backwards a little bit.
Exactly.
What are you trying to get out of this?
Exactly. And so, you know, Chape and I, we walk them through this strategic process of provocation. Then we do our own desk research about what they've said. And ultimately, we want to arrive at what we call strategic imperatives.
So what's that?
So that's the strategic imperatives, if you want to take it away.
Yeah. So at the end of that research phase, we have a big work session with the client. And the goal is to derive at a series of the goal is to arrive at a list of strategic imperatives. And these are essentially the things that we must do in order for this brand to be successful.
Okay. And then what's next after that?
So after that, say one of the strategic imperatives that we want to, if it's a nonprofit, for instance, and they're a fun-forward brand, the imperative is we never lead with the cause that we're trying to solve. For instance, if it's for helping sick kids, we don't make that forward-facing, but we make the fun that you do while you're trying to raise money for it. That's the forward. So, like, those old Sarah McLachlan commercials would not be the way that we would handle promoting this nonprofit.
I think the thing is, like, for example, we have a client who's a nonprofit that's based around outrageous wild events.
Yeah.
They donate all their money to sick kids, and although that's very important, that's not at the forefront of our brand.
Yeah.
Fun, good time while you're...
Yeah.
It's what is going to hook people into wanting to get involved is what you're kind of leading.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we have one client, it's a nonprofit, and they're known for wild, outrageous events. And in the rebranding process, there's a lot of consideration for where do we put the impact that they have and they contribute to sick children? Where do we place that impact publicly for people to see? And I think one of the things we realized, was that the excitement around the brand was in these fun events and knowing that you're doing good at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So
that's the idea of like an imperative was fun comes first with this brand always. So
anything else you guys want to add to your branding process?
Determining those imperatives, that informs how we position the brand in its messaging and its visual identity. Mm-hmm. And so everything from your color choices, your typography, your logo, brand mark, etc., is all informed by those imperatives. And then all that then goes into every touch point in the brand, be it a website, brochure, physical collateral, packaging, etc.
Yeah, so you make branding a little bit more tangible? Because sometimes I think a brand feels so abstract, you know, but because there's a lot of details, like you mentioned, fonts, colors, logos, websites. But it becomes, I'm sure, a lot easier to make those decisions and tackle those details when you know what's at the core of everything.
That's exactly
what is
right.
your message? What are you trying to portray? And you guys were basically your own clients recently because you pivoted your business. Tell me about that.
Yeah, sure. So we have just gone through a transformation where previously we were operating as a web and creative shop. And for about the last 18 months or so, we started doing a lot of work in brand strategy, brand development, all the things that we were just talking about. So we went through our own rebranding process and created our own new website. And it was definitely an eye-opening experience, right? I think as soon as you start to do things that... your clients do that frustrate you, you know you have a new perspective.
You have a little bit more empathy for
That's
them,
right.
huh?
Absolutely. And I think the biggest advice that I could give for someone who is in that situation of being their own client is to be truly as disciplined as they would treat an actual client in terms of timeline, in terms of budget, in terms of commitment, capacity. If you go halfway, it's going to be a long, arduous process, as opposed to really treating this like it's an actual client.
Right. Yeah, and I recently was on your website. It's awesome. It's so cool. And you guys definitely have a little bit of an edgier brand. Saw an F-bomb dropped on there. So how did you come up with how you were going to portray your personality as a brand?
Yeah, so, you know, the business name is Herman Scheer. So we didn't want to, as we referred to it, fake the funk. You know, we want to be ourselves. We're working with our clients as partners, you know, on a daily basis. And so... If they want to work with us, they got to get to know us a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, our website, like I was talking about before, is really, it evokes our personalities as individuals. Mm-hmm. You know?
And it's about attracting the right people,
yes.
the kind of people who do want that authenticity, because ultimately those are going to be the type of people that want to hire you and want to rehire you
and
establish that relationship
us.
And work with you ultimately, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, the... service client relationship for us is so closely knit, right? We speak to these people every single day. They're, you know, constant communication. There's social relationships outside of the client work as well. And you do your best work for your best clients and the mm-hmm. people that you enjoy working with the most. And that's been really important for us. And I think we're at a point, hopefully, where we can really be selective of working with the people where we feel like it's a good fit and not just a good financial opportunity.
And we were talking off camera about how so much of entrepreneurship is the intangible, the mindset, the dealing with the roller coasters. How do you deal with various clients? Can you speak to that and what message you want to share with our entrepreneurs?
Sure. Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us that's allowed us to remain sane through this process is knowing and accepting the fact that it is definitely a roller coaster, like you said. One day, clients are happy, revenue is coming in, the team is pumped, and then the next day you get a two-week notice, some client falls off, and things turn around. And you have to be able to know that that's a real thing, but also accept the beauty in the roller coaster, right? Because if you get beat down and stressed out and every single time there's a dip, by the end of it, you're toast, right? You're emotionally toast. You're stressed out. You're not happy. And for us, riding the beauty of the roller coaster is really, really important.
So how do you do that?
I think two ways. One, Chape and I are super lucky to have each other, and we support each other, and we kind of know when the other needs to stand up and pump the other one up. You know, like before we came in here, Chapin was like, all right, it's time to, you know, put on your happy face.
It's go time.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, and so I think we're really lucky to have that. I know a lot of entrepreneurs out there are by themselves. And so for them, just relying on your support network is important.
Whatever stage you are in your life, if you're watching or listening, just don't get complacent, right?
That's
if you're
right.
in that job, you're unhappy, obviously take the right steps to make the change and make the move. But the important thing is wherever you're at, if you want to do it, just do it, right?
Absolutely.
All right, guys, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Really
Alex.
Appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you.
We are the biggest entrepreneur destination on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated. What other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again,
1-800-521-9579. Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. And joining us right now is Catherine Arnold. She's the CEO at Evolution at Sea. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So Evolution at Sea, I did a little research. It sounds amazing, but tell us about it.
Evolution at Sea, we produce full ship cruise charters, and we bring together global thought leaders and speakers and Grammy-level musical artists. So imagine a TED conference meets music festival at sea.
I love that.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to get involved in that.
I think you should.
I know some people that I feel like would be a good fit for it.
I do too. And I think we could have you on as a host.
I think that would be a blast.
That'd be great.
What was the hardest part about getting it started? Because I feel like for a lot of entrepreneurs, you go through different stages. As your company grows, you hit different benchmarks. As you go through life, you go through different benchmarks and you go through new challenges. But I feel like what holds a lot of people back from getting started in entrepreneurship is the uncertainty of what it's going to be like in their first year. And so what was it like your first year getting this thing off the ground? Was it easy?
No. It does get easier, but yeah. There's challenging parts all throughout. What was the hardest part? I think just the daunting nature of what I was looking to build, a global company with a global brand working with the top, top names in the speaker world and the musical world. Luckily, I have a background in the entertainment industry, so I'm fairly familiar with working with celebrities. But I think when you think about raising a large chunk of money, it's like, where do you begin? You know, where do you begin? So it really was kind of looking at what are the baby steps I can do along the way to make the company more attractive so the big money would come in.
And so can you disclose the number that you had to raise, or can you give us a
I'm still raising. I'm still raising. Okay. I'm still raising. I will be honest, transparent. We're still raising. But I started a proof of concept company, which is starting to generate it. But the initial raise is $3 million with a follow-on round if we needed of another $7 million. But we can get started with $3
million. So what do you feel like you need to allocate those funds towards?
Well, when you do a full ship cruise charter, you have to actually lease the ship. So there's a big chunk of money that goes in like leasing a 2,000-person ship.
I can imagine.
It's a lot.
I read like the Carnival cruise ship.
Pretty much. Or Celebrity or Royal Caribbean. Yeah. So you have to take that ship off the market. And once you sign that contract, you own it. So whether you get Richard Branson and Alanis Morissette or John Legend or just me, I'm responsible for selling out that ship.
So you said that the most difficult part has been probably raising the money.
Well, yes. For me, it has been raising the money. A lot of people think about, well, how are you going to produce it and the speakers and the musical artists and all the moving parts? Like I said, I have experience in production, so that part isn't daunting to me. Okay. And I have made sure that I've gotten a top-notch team to execute. It's a big job. Yeah. And I have four or five key players that are A-listers in their own fields. So I will just delegate and let them run with it, and just we'll come together kind of an overview perspective.
Okay.
But for me personally, it's been the fundraising, because I hadn't been in the cruise industry before.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had to learn my way. And now that I've started this other smaller company inside the cruise industry, it's starting to get traction on the fundraising.
What do you feel like are some of the ingredients, so to speak, that you have that have put you on the path to being a successful entrepreneur? Because I feel like a lot of the times there's the aspiring entrepreneur who sits back, they listen to shows like this, trying to connect the pieces, but they maybe don't know what they need to work on for themselves.
Right.
And one of the things I've noticed after doing hundreds and hundreds of interviews is successful people, whether they're in business or sports or anything like that, top achievers have very similar, we'll call them ingredients or DNA.
Right.
So what do you feel like are some of the ingredients or DNA that you have that makes you successful?
You have to have passion. First and foremost, you have to have a passion to the point as when I was in the film business, they said you have to be willing to sell your house if you have one, but that's the concept, right? You have to be really willing to give your soul to it. So your vision and your desire and your passion has to be so strong that you're willing to take rejection, you're willing to hit the roadblocks, you're willing to hear no 100 times, and you just keep on going. And I think you have to have a sense of discipline. Because no one's telling you to get up out of bed. No one's telling you to get to your computer. No one's telling you to write that business plan or, you know, create that deck. No one's telling you to pick up the phone, you know, and call the agent of whomever. So you really have to have a lot of self-discipline and a lot of drive.
How do you stay hungry, though? Because I feel like so many entrepreneurs, one of the key ingredients is hunger. Like, they're hungry for success. They're hungry to be better. They're hungry to make an impact in the world. So how do you stay hungry? Some people say that it's the power of your why, the reason behind what you do. What is it for you?
Fear of failure, number one. No, look, sometimes I just want to go on a beach and be a bartender and drink margaritas all day long.
Yeah.
I mean, I dream of that all the time. But I also know that there's so much more I could be doing, and there's so many more people I could be reaching, and there's so many bigger things that I could be doing and having fun in my life. So it's a combination of really loving what I do and making sure that I could do it every day, being with a group of people that I find extraordinary, and seeing the light in other people's eyes when I talk about what I'm doing and when I actually deliver. It really it drives me.
Would you want to work for your own company as an employee in your own business?
I would love to work with my company. You get to travel. You get to be with, like, top-notch people in their fields. You get to do a variety of things. It's creative. It's production. It's business. It's working with lawyers. It's working with bankers. It's everything, really.
What's been the most difficult points of dealing with these celebrities? Because I've had to deal with celebrities before, some of the different businesses we've done, and gala events for charities. And sometimes either the people that you have to work with to get to the celebrity, the managers and stuff like that, they're not easy. But sometimes the celebrities aren't easy to deal with. So do you have a story, an example? You don't have to name the person, of somebody who's maybe been difficult to deal with.
Well, you know, it's a little bit different when you're working with actors who have to get out of the trailer and go speak lines, and you're working with a musician. But I think the hardest thing really is to get them to actually sign the contract in the time frame you need them to sign.
Yeah, that's never easy to do.
They're busy, and they've got a lot of deals, and they have a lot of choices. Yeah. They could be super excited about what you're doing, but they're super excited about five things and their own things. So, like I said, you really have to find the win for them.
And yeah, I think that's a good simple piece of advice, is do your research so that you can figure out what does a win-win look like for everybody involved.
Exactly.
CEO of Evolution at Sea, Catherine Arnold, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. I like to talk about values. I feel like it's something that not a lot of people talk about when it comes to business, is what are some of the driving values, like your compass, that really steers you in the right direction? I feel so many people are just unconsciously conditioned with their values, be it their religion or their belief systems about the world, that they unconsciously were conditioned with from being, you know, raised through their parents, friends, family, social media, the news.
Sure.
But I've noticed that successful people, again, in sports or business or anything, consciously start to choose what they want to value, whether that's personal growth, personal development, contribution, integrity, the people that they surround themselves with, their standards. So what do you feel like has been some of the values that you have that have really served you in business?
Well, they probably served me and been my demise as well. I think integrity is really important. And when you're coming into the entertainment industry, you know, integrity is pretty shaky. You know, you've got a lot of people that are just really ego-driven, and they'll just, you know, drive over anybody to get to where they to get to the top.
Yeah.
And for me, that was part of the industry that I didn't like. I really like creating rapport, and I really like having a good time with the people that I'm working with. And for me, that's a value in my company, is that everybody loves what they're doing and wants to hang out. I was able to do that on the film set. I have film crews that were still friends after 10 to 15 years, which is, you know, hard given that we have such disparate lives. I think that at this point in my life, giving back is really important. You know, I think making money is great, and it allows you to have a lot of freedoms, but it also allows you to give back.
Yeah.
And I think that what we're facing today in the world, there's a lot of challenges. And I think that we in entertainment and media have an opportunity to really kind of spread a message, but also influence, you know, people, and especially the younger generations, in terms of what are their next steps? How are they going to work together? I think those would be the two big ones for me.
I want to know how you create the culture and the environment on these cruise ships. I feel like that's got to be one of the most important things, is that the theme, the environment, the culture of everyone involved has to just be like top notch. You're bringing in some of the most successful celebrities and thought leaders in the world, and they have extremely high standards.
Yes.
And it sounds like you're putting on quite a show.
Yeah.
So the question is, how do you maintain the type of environment and culture that I'm envisioning in my head?
Well, there's a couple things. With the celebrities, you have to make sure that you're meeting them on a human level, and that you understand whether they are a big people person or whether they need their privacy, whether they want to participate or whether they want to hold back. And I think that they have that right to kind of decide for themselves how they want to experience it. So it's a big listening conversation.
Okay.
And if they want to be out in the crowds, you let them be out in the crowds. If they want to have their private space, you honor that. And again, you really listen and make sure that you understand who you're dealing with. That's on the celebrity side. What I love to do in bringing the people together is get to know each and every person. On a 2,000-person ship, I think it's going to be a little bit more difficult.
Yeah.
But our team knows that you want these people to have the vacation of their lifetime. So you want to know who they are. You want to introduce them to people. It's like throwing a great party.
Yeah.
You know when you go to a great party and it's awesome, and other parties are like kind of stiff? It oftentimes comes from the host. So you want to make sure that there's like good music. You want to make sure that there's good food and drinks. You want to make sure that there's lots of different activities. And you want to engage people. You know, if you see a shy person, talk to them and introduce them to someone, and then let them go off and have a good time.
I think it's a good point that, you know, you're sort of the one leading the show, or in this case, leading the ship, and you have to really create the environment.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine that you're running around making sure everything is all, you know, buttoned up on the ship. That's got to be quite a quite an experience.
And also be relaxed. Be one of the people. I never like to make myself as a superior person. When I was a producer, you know, I'd walk around and people would say, are you in makeup? Are you in wardrobe? You know, and I'm like, no, I'm actually the producer. But I think that you want to, I like creating a VIP experience for those people that like that. But I also want to create an extraordinary experience for everybody who's on the ship. And that means me personally being accessible, being human, having a good time with everybody. You have to love what you do. Yeah. You know, I love to entertain. So if you don't, it wouldn't be your job. And everybody I hire has to be, I would say the people that I work with, I don't even like to say hire, like, because I'm, as I said, I'm hiring or working with people that are top-notch in their field. Yeah. They have to have a good personality. They have to love people.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things for any business is making sure that the people coming in are incredible. Because you can have the strategies and the systems and the right product, but if you don't have the right people, none of it's going to work. We're wrapping up our segment right now. Okay. I want to know, what is one quote that you live by? I feel like so many people love quotes these days. What's one that you live by? Or one that you like?
There's a quote by Richard Branson that is actually on my email that's basically says, you know, if you have the passion and the drive and the dream, you can bring that and inspire others. And so for me, what I hope is in my journey and my work and what I'm creating inspires other people to be the best person that they can be and have the best time in their life, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
I love that. And that was something that we talked about. People just need to focus on becoming their best self.
Absolutely.
Catherine, pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you so much. It was great being here.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 844-91-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like, I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Rockstar.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Now let's check in with Pat O'Brien.
This is Business Rockstars. We've got one here today. Again, James Arthur Ray from Harmonic Wealth Global.
Yes,
nice
sir.
Nice to see you, James. Thank you.
It's good to see you.
And
thanks
also the man behind The Secret, which is one of the most empowering books and movies I've ever seen. I mean, by getting the inside out.
Well, I was one of the guys behind The Secret.
Okay. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Yeah. But, yeah,
I can't take all credit for that.
But, yeah, you know, I think everything happens from the inside out, whether it's running a business or running a life. Mm-hmm. You know, who you are, your results are a reflection of you.
Yeah. What is it about some entrepreneurs that feel like they have to be the boss? They have to be not mean, but you know what I mean? You know, you do what I say. I'm sure there are still people like that around. I don't know why. But, I mean, how do you change those people who go in every day and, you know, you respect me, my door's closed, you can't come in, that sort of thing?
Well, first of all, my personal belief, Pat, is that if you're the smartest guy in the room, you're in the wrong room, right? I mean, I want to be in a room where I'm the least intelligent guy in the room, because that's going to be some synergy, and maybe I'll get something through osmosis. I think a lot of that is ignorance, mm-hmm. And we're all ignorant. You know, we think that's a pejorative term, but in the literal sense, it's an ignorance of something, some fundamental fact. And I think that's, you know, conditioning that because I have a position, I have to be the smartest guy or gal in the room.
Yeah.
And you know, when you look at the businesses that are really thriving, like a Zappos, for instance, or many others, they are really an amalgam of a lot of great minds and a lot of great input.
There's a lot to being a people person, too, right? I mean, getting involved and empowered along with your employees.
Well, yeah. I mean, Daniel Goleman, who is the guy in emotional intelligence, his research proves that emotional intelligence predicts business success far beyond, you know, intellectual intelligence. And so that's an ability that we have to develop. Or if we don't have it inherently, then we probably need to be smart enough to bring someone onto our team who has it and let them handle the people issues.
James Arthur Ray is our guest from Harmonic Wealth Global. And, you know, I think it takes a big man, and I mean this, if you have a spat with somebody at work and you're the boss, to be able, at the end of that day, put your arm around the guy and say, look, we had a little, you know, problem, let's get over it, and not both go home with that on your mind, right? I mean, I think if everybody could just do that, that's a great start.
It really is. In fact, that just happened to me this week with one of my team members. I sat down with her and I said, hey, look, you know, I'm really sorry how I handled that. I could have handled it better. In many cases, sometimes I think the point I'm trying to make is right, but my delivery is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that
Let's stop right there.
Yeah.
There is a way to do that, right?
Sure.
To disagree with somebody in the delivery, the right way.
There is. I think what you have to keep in mind, Pat, in my experience, is that you can adamantly disagree with a behavior, but you never minimize the person. Mm-hmm. And that sometimes that's a finesse, right? But as long as you hold the person in the highest regard, you can separate that, and both of you talk about the behavior, and now that's over here, right? But I'm always going to respect and honor the person. And if you get good at that, then you're really good.
You know, I was talking to a guy that works with us here, and I had some ideas for him. And I said, what about this? What about that? What about that? And he was saying no with good reason to all of them. And so I finally said, well, this conversation has been pointless, right? And he said, 100%. and then we hung up. I mean, that's the great, and we're both fine with it. We're very good friends. You know, how do you empower your employees or people around you? I mean, you're an empowering guy, for one thing. But how do you do that? How do you transfer that?
Well, the fact is, you don't. People have to empower themselves. And as a great leader, what we have the ability to do is to create a context and an environment where they hopefully will do that. And it's tough, Pat.
What's the lesson you can give to entrepreneurs to start today with treating your people better at work if they're...
Well, I think we all have to remember that we're 1099 employees to life.
Right.
Right? I mean, and the contract's going to be up...
It made me feel bad.
The contract's going to be up faster than we know.
Right.
Faster than we want, for sure. I don't care, you know, if you're the CEO. I was running a $10 million business and it was gone in a matter of months. You know, it can be gone just like that. So if we continue to remind ourselves that everyone on our team is a volunteer, you know, even if they're on payroll, they can go elsewhere. There's nothing keeping them here besides hopefully passion, purpose, and hopefully you're paying them well. You know, they're getting rewarded, but that's the least of the three, according to research. So if we can remember that, then we might begin to approach people a little bit more carefully.
And
let's
get spiritual for a minute, because I actually think that the best thing I've learned in my life in the last 10 years is gratitude. And I get up every day and I make a gratitude list in the morning
Good
and make
you.
One at night. And I rarely miss that. And because I look at those and I don't write down things that are obvious. You know, I've got great work and this and I got a nice car. I write things that, you know, fresh air, clean water. You know, I go outside and there's plants. I think people either think that that's not for them, and they don't, I know you realize it, but they don't realize how great that is for your soul to look at that.
Well, it's not only great for your soul, but it's great for your results. Mm-hmm. You know, you may remember I was the guy in The Secret who talked about gratitude. My first book, The Science of Success, had a whole chapter on gratitude. You know, gratitude is the most powerful, magnetic, attractive force in the universe, Pat. And so, because when you're around someone who's grateful, they exude this energy that makes you want to be around them. It makes you want to help them. When you're with someone who is not grateful, they exude an energy as well. And so, I had a CEO ask me once when he looked through my book. I thought this was a book, The Science of Success. I thought this was a book on success. I said, it is. And he said, well, why do you have a whole chapter on gratitude? I thought you just don't get it.
Right.
And so, you know, gratitude is the antidote. You cannot be in anger and fear, two of the most disempowering emotions, when you're grateful. You know, I mean, try as hard as you may, you can't.
James Arthur Ray, I'm grateful you came in.
I'm grateful to be here.
And glad we're friends.
Yeah, likewise.
You're watching Business Rockstars. We're all friends, a community of entrepreneurs worldwide on radio, TV, and online. I am Pat O'Brien, and you've been watching Business Rockstars.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They're free, unbiased.
Biz Talk Radio,